So I just want to thank Henrietta for asking me to give my testimony. I haven't given it probably in a few years, so I don't share much. So I'm really nervous if I cry or if I laugh. It's because I'm grateful and I'm kind of nervous. So I wrote it down because I'm not good at thinking on the spot. So I'm just going to read it to you. I heard a person once say, "Don't fake it until you make it." And by the way, I'm going to try to get through this without crying because okay. I heard a person once say, "Don't fake it until you make it. Fake it until you become it." Early on in my recovery, I found it hard to find joy in serving others. It seemed more of a chore than a privilege. Now that time has passed with a little practice and a whole lot of faith, my perspective on life has changed. God puts us where He needs us to be, not where we want to be in most cases. Speaking of faith, at 11 years old, I had gotten saved in a small country church out in Gradyville, Kentucky. It was a church where family and loved ones gathered on Sunday mornings. And on holidays, we talked about Jesus and ate a lot of great food. Your typical Baptist church. There was one Sunday that was different than the other Sundays I had been to church. We went to Sunday school and came out, and the preacher preached his message and then come to the altar call. He called the altar call. As the music began to play, I felt a strong urge to go to the altar and talk to the pastor. My palms were sweating. My heart was racing and I thought I was going to get sick. A long story short, I listened to God's call and God saved me that day. Little did I know, that was just the beginning of my journey with the Lord. As I got older, I began to fall short to the temptations around me. At first, it was easy to say no to the curiosity in my mind. I tried drugs for the very first time at the age of 12. I was put on a pretrial diversion during community service after school hours because I could not follow the rules. It was that or juvenile. So I was in the system at a very young age. At 15 years old, I did what I wanted, continued to use drugs and alcohol, and thought it was fun. There was a period in time when my parents couldn't control me. I didn't live at home. I was a child making adult decisions. By my junior year in high school, I became a teen mom, just another girl in America who got pregnant before marriage. That year was different. It was difficult for me, facing the judgment of my peers in society. I had this label that couldn't be washed away. But then I had a precious little boy, and all the doubt in my mind disappeared. I did graduate high school, by the grace of God, barely, but I did it. But even after, I continued to use and drink until eventually I was a full-blown addict. I couldn't get out of bed without a fix. Any dreams I had were shattered. I was exposed to drugs and domestic violence as a young child, as well as, you know, alcoholism that seemed to have ruined my whole family, which kind of doomed us kids because, you know, we were stuck in the middle. So I was told one thing but witnessed another. I was taught to trust in God, but seeing people drinking and smoking right in front of me all the time, fighting too. So that was confusing for me as a little girl. I've been to jail a number of times, so many I can't count. I've had a trip to the mental ward because I was coming down from drugs and I was hallucinating. Nevertheless, I've had two of my children put up for adoption due to my addiction. I was 25 years old when I went to Louisa, Kentucky through a program called ARC. It was a long-term treatment center for pregnant women. At 5 months pregnant with my little girl, Jaya, I checked into that facility with a mindset I hadn't ever had before. I was finished with the life I had been living, and I haven't looked back since. I went and I just made a decision right then and there, you know. It was either the drugs or my family, and, you know, I chose my family. And so I graduated the program, I came back home to rebuild my life with my husband and family. I got baptized at a place, it's called New Life Baptist Church, which had a whole new meaning after I went there, because I really turned my life over to God, and I'm literally living a new life today. And so now I'm 4.5 years sober with 3 of my children. I've rebuilt my relationship with my son, Blake. There was a period in his life where I went, you know, years without being involved with him, and it was due to the choices I was making. So I try to stay active in God's work. I have found me again, and I have joy. And I just want to say, this was on my mind as I was writing this, because a lot of times whenever we lose time, we think it's just wasted. But time lost isn't wasted if you learned your lesson. And I just want to say this too, this is really important. Thanks to Mount Vernon, I've been able to take my faith in God a little further. I got married here. Mickey and I have been married since 2016. We had a rough start, by the way. So we have rebuilt our lives together and made a family of our own. If not for this church standing by us, I would have been lost. The love and support here I hadn't found in any other church. That's why I decided to become a member. I had to be a part of a cause bigger than myself. Today I'm selfish, not selfish. And that's it.